From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, and musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. This is the first for The Field Trip, three guests in the studio together. They're all veterans of the Bay Area theater scene, and they're all currently starring together in the sensational new production of the Tony Award-winning musical Cabaret, said by many to be the most risque show ever produced at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa, where it's now running through May the 15th. Norman Hall and his real-life wife Shirley Nielsen Hall have been performing for decades in the Bay Area, and between them they've been nominated for and won more local theater awards than I have time to mention. They play Herr Schultz and Fräulein Schneider, respectively, in Cabaret, and they're also loved locally for their two-person show, The Gin Game, which they've starred in many times. My other guest in studio today is Marjorie Rose Taylor. Marjorie's a couple of generations younger, but also a seasoned actress who plays the offbeat and sexy Sally Bowles in this production, and I can tell you she is sensational in the role. So please welcome to The Field Trip, Shirley and Norman Hall and Marjorie Rose Taylor. Welcome, you guys.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch.
Thanks for having us.
Sure, thanks for coming on. So, let's talk first about Cabaret. It's a great show. So, let me ask you first, Marjorie. Was this a role that you've always dreamed about playing?
Yes, this is a role that I have been dying to play since I was about 12. But I had to wait till I was age appropriate.
Yeah, you're age appropriate now. You did a fabulous
job.
Actually,
in the play, she admits, the play written by John Van Druten, I Am a Camera, she admits that she's only 19.
I spoke with the director of the show, David Lear, and let me tell you what he said about you. He said, Marjorie is the most inspirational actress I've ever worked with, and she takes the obstacles that I throw her like candy. What do you think?
That's quite a compliment. Thank you, David. I do. I have such a fun time getting to work with props that I have never worked with before. And we do the prairie oysters in the show, which is just a raw egg and Worcestershire sauce. And David was very adamant on the fact that he wanted it to be for real. So we did it for the first time preview night and got the props in my hand. And I loved it. It's fun.
Yeah, people were asking, is she really doing that? Are they really
drinking
that?
You have to have a hangover to do it properly. Do you have a hangover when you do
every
it?
Every day. Yeah, constantly. And then the flask, that's not water, gin.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah. Completely method.
Well, while we're complimenting people, Norman and Shirley, David Lear says about you two that you embody the characters, which is just about what any actor wants to hear from a director, I think.
Oh, he's a wonderful director to work with.
Yeah, we'd heard about him. We'd never worked with him before, and we were anxious to work with him, and he's been everything we hoped he'd be and much more.
And very sweet to us from the beginning.
Very generous and sweet and considerate. It's a tricky kind of thing. It's a show that lends itself to conception, and some directors can conceptualize to the point where you don't know what they're doing. His conception was apparent from the very beginning. He's kept on that route all the way through. He has a great vision for the show.
And the designers he has carrying out his vision, it's amazing.
Norman, you and I met about 7 years ago when we performed at the Mountain Play. We did My Fair Lady, and you played your favorite character, I think. Tell me about that.
Well, it was really fun waking you up so that you would open the door from the bar so I get kicked out. I always had to remind you, this is where you throw me out, Mitch.
That was my first show, Norman.
Alfie Doolittle was a character that I always thought I was going to do. where I wanted to do the kind of dancing that he does, the kind of singing, and the kind of acting. My dad was a Cockney. I finally got to do it.
Well, you certainly do a good job of it. And I'm going to tell you, because there's only the three of us here talking, that I got the chance to play that role too. And I'm going to tell you that you did it better than I did it.
Is that on record?
Just between the three of us here, the four of us here.
We'll see if it actually goes on air.
Actually, yeah. You're being very modest. I saw that.
Yeah. I'm going to edit this all out.
I enjoyed you very much. I saw that.
Thank you. Shirley, I saw you in a fabulous role in Once Upon a Mattress.
Queen Agravaine. Yeah, that's a wonderful role. I enjoyed doing that. Margie, were you in that show?
I was in that. We're talking about the one at Ross Valley Players.
Margie, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes. No, it's fine.
Gosh.
We forget how incestuous it all yeah, I was in that one. I played Princess Number 12. It was a thrilling role. It was a really fun production.
That was a really wonderful production. Linda Dunn directed that.
If you're just joining us today, my guests on the field trip are Marjorie Rose Taylor and Norman and Shirley Hall, who are currently appearing in Cabaret at the 6th Street Theater in Santa Rosa. So, Margie, I know that you've been performing for a while, even though you're a young person. Tell us a bit about your background. When did you start?
Started when I was 5. I did my first show, a production of Peter Pan. I played a lost boy and an Indian, and I got the bug. And then from there, I did elementary school plays and talent shows. And then my first real community theater, but with adult show, was actually Annie with Novato Community Players. I was 14. Shirley and Norm were in this as well. Shirley was Miss Hannigan, and Norm was Daddy Warbucks. Then when I was 17, I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York City, came back, and have been doing stuff here.
I don't know if any of you listening read the San Francisco Chronicle last week, but you might have seen an article about Norman. It was a follow-up to a story they did a few years ago on him, and Norman happens to be the last Fuller Brush salesman in San Francisco. You know, I read that article, and one thing sticks with me about it. When you said, I don't act when I sell, and I don't sell when I act. Yeah. What did you mean by that exactly?
You know, that just came off the top of my head. A friend of mine read it and said, well, that's pure crap.
Yeah, he was right.
It is true.
No, he said, that was acting say? Right there to say that.
I thought it was a good quote.
Well,
it's good copy.
I swear I didn't think that was a good quote, so I said it. It just came right off the top of my head. You don't want to sell acting. You want to be real. And I always try to be real. David has a great line, David Lear, the director. I've never heard it before, and I'm going to remember it forever. It's that expression, chasing the audience. I've never heard that expression.
I've never heard that either. No, I like that expression.
And I think that is what a bad actor does. He was talking so that, you know, you've got the character down, trust what you've done with it and stay with it. Don't try to embellish it and chase the audience, hoping that you'll get a better reaction if you overdo it. And I think that's what I try to do when I'm acting. I try not to overdo, try to be real. That's it. Just try to be real.
Well, you're doing a great job of that in this show, I got to say. One of the best shows I've seen in a long time. So you're from Manhattan, and Shirley, you're from the Midwest, right?
I am. I'm from northern Minnesota.
She's from north of Duluth, if anything is possibly north of Duluth.
I'm from Two Harbors, Minnesota. That's where I grew up.
How did the Manhattanite and the North Harbors person get together?
I was looking for Pike.
Northern?
I figured, where would I find Pike?
But no, we actually met
you guys
in
meet?
Marin County. I was in a show at Ross.
And I was doing something with the Marin Theater Company.
We had mutual friends in both casts, and we all got together after our respective rehearsal.
And you've been acting together ever since?
Well,
not together. That's always a treat.
Very
unusual. But we've been acting, for sure, but not always together, unfortunately.
Acting up, I know Norman.
And they just celebrated their 29th anniversary on Tuesday.
Congratulations, yeah. You guys. I didn't
past
even
Tuesday.
Know that.
We were at rehearsal for that.
It was our first preview.
As a good actor should be, at rehearsal.
That's right.
I know some actors need more rehearsal than others. let me ask you, Margie, I was asking you about where you got into acting and everything. Tell me about some of the roles that you've played that you really liked.
The first one that comes to mind is Chris in dancing at Lunasa, which I did at the College of Marin, that was directed by Molly Noble.
I saw it. You were terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was,
you were wonderful.
That was such a beautiful show to be a part of, and such storytelling. And that was the first show that I had done coming back from school in New York. Another one of my favorites was Jerry's Girls, which Shirley was also in, which we did up in the town of Sonoma with Hoochie Doo Productions. It was a review of Jerry Herman songs. And I did most of the stuff from Mac and Mabel. Just a really, really fun show. And the costumes and that one was so much fun.
So let me ask you this. I ask all my guests, what is it about the Bay Area that makes it a place that you really like to live?
Well, it's got everything. Food is wonderful. The restaurants, there's theater, there's everything. If there's a touch of self-satisfaction that gets a bit old sometimes among residents here because they're so damn spoiled. I enjoy it. I just wish we had more rail.
And what about you, Margie? When you were in New York, what did you miss about the Bay Area?
Trees. Yeah, really. I came back from New York and I was like, whoa, it's so big and there's so much sky. And I was like, wow, I get it.
Margie, are there any roles that you haven't played that you want to play? Something you got in mind?
Yeah, one that comes to mind, however, the score terrifies me, is Ava Perone in Evita. But that, whew, that's a doozy. Yeah.
I know you've been over at Berkeley Rep a few times in understudy roles.
Yes.
How'd you like that?
Theater heaven is what I keep calling it. The people that are there are such ultimate pros and professionals and so good at their job and so warm-hearted too. I mean, if out of any company in the Bay Area that could have their noses up, you know, they're definitely the one. And they don't at all. I mean, no egos there whatsoever. Theater heaven. Yeah, amazing.
That's the two words to describe it. Norman, are you interested in playing Evita? Tell me what roles you want that you haven't had yet.
I don't have the singing range for Evita. I'd love to play Willie Loman. I've was in a production with Will Marchetti doing it, and I played Howard, and I fired him. And I had the pleasure of listening to Will do Willie Loman. And I, you know, maybe too old, but I'll never admit to it.
That's Death of a Salesman, right?
Death of a Salesman. Willie Loman, Death of a Salesman. I'd love to do that. What shows do you want to do, Shirley?
That was going to be my next question. Thanks, Norman. This is the Norman Hall Show.
I would love to do Three Tall Women. And after all, I'm tall. I should do that.
Absolutely.
And that's a show I've always been interested in.
Now, we've all worked with the same director, Jim Dunn, and he has a particular style of work, and I guess every director has their own style of work. Is there anybody that you've worked with, Margie, that taught you stuff that you didn't know?
All of them, really. Every single director. And, I mean, taking it back to David Lear, director of Cabaret, who is so adamant about just following your instincts, which I love as an actor, and to be given the freedom. He said, because at one point I said, I was like, you know, I don't really know if I would dance across the stage right now or if I'd walk. And he's like, it's going to change, and it's okay if it changes every night. I'm like, oh, okay. And that just totally opened up my ideas of what a show can be like each and every night, and that it's okay if it's slightly different.
Well, it's a fabulous show. Everybody has got to go and see it. It's Cabaret. It's at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. You can get tickets at their website, which is www.6thstreetplayhouse.com. And I can't thank my guests enough today. Norman Hall, his wife Shirley Nilsson Hall, and Marjorie Rose Taylor, who, I hate to say this when there are two other actors in the room, but steals this show. Haven't seen the reviews yet, but I bet they're going to be fabulous. Just really want to thank you guys for coming in today. It was really fun.
Well, thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin. countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast, cable channel 26, on your computer at RadioSausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, see you next week.
Act when you sell and sell when you act.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.